some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.045 The Zone, 9:35 The Time. The Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Go to their website, allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Family owned and operated. With Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer is our producer. And switch gears, talk a little hockey here for a few minutes. The Predators win in Vegas last night. A big victory for the Preds out west as they play the middle game of their road trip. We're joined by Christopher Martel of Fox, Tennessee, and, of course, the neutral zone right here on the zone. Chris, what's going on this morning?
Not much, gentlemen. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Have you recovered from your trip to Disney where it looked like you guys had the best time ever?
You know, I think I'm still recovering. You know, four days really isn't enough, especially when you drive 13 hours straight through with four kids in the back seat. So, I mean,
God.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Jeez.
So, I'm still recovering a little bit.
There you go. How does Matt Duchene's impact kind of go beyond the score sheet where he's off to just a terrific start already with Nashville?
Well, I really think it forces the opponents to change their strategy and how they're going to approach Nashville's offensive talent, especially when they come into the offensive zone. Nashville no longer has a first, second, in third lines. They have two number one lines, if you will. They have 1A and a 1B, and they have a bottom six. And the bottom six is scoring, as we saw last night. The tourist line generated a couple goals. And with the presence of Matt Duchene just out there on the ice, it forces the opposition to make a change. And so when you have a player of Matt Duchene's caliber who has almost 2 points per game since the beginning of the season, it really makes you sit back and look and appreciate what he's been able to offer so far to the team. So I'd be so far as to go and say that Matt Duchene has given the Preds an element they probably haven't had since Paul Kariya was on the team, and that's been over a decade ago.
Chris, how important was that goal that Philip Forsberg scored when Fleury made the mistake behind the goal and it was just basically a layup? To me, that was it's a big win for Nashville, but it's also deflating for Vegas in that you didn't really make them earn it.
I really think that was probably the nail in the coffin last night. When Fleury coughed that puck up, Forsberg just put it right back in behind him. And I think those are the kind of goals that you have to score. You have to convert on those kind of turnovers. And if you do, it can really deflate a team, like you said. And I think when that puck went in behind the net, you could see everybody on the ice for Vegas were just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that happened. And past that, and after that, Nashville just put their foot on the gas. You know, it's not something we normally see from Nashville on a consistent basis, them keeping their foot on the gas for an entire 60 minutes. But after that goal, it just seemed like they had the mentality of, hey, you know, this is going to be our game. We're going to take it. We're going to take it in Vegas's house, and we're going to make sure they remember it.
Christopher Martel is our guest from Fox, Tennessee, and the Neutral Zone.
Well, Chris, naturally, Philip Forsberg didn't finish. I guess he didn't play the last 9 minutes of the game. I don't know the extent of his injury, but if he's out for a period of time with the way Kyle Turris is playing, do you think there's a possibility that he could move into his spot?
Well, I certainly would hope so. You know, Kyle Turris seems to have been put in a mysterious doghouse, for lack of a better term. And no one really knows why. I mean, I know Bob McKenzie yesterday said that the tourist situation in Nashville was going to be one to keep an eye on. And then Bob McKenzie, being an insider, would know, of course, those kind of situations. So, you know, we all speculated whether Turris would be able to bounce back from a poor season outing last year and have an impact this season. I think so far he's been one of the probably top six forwards on the ice easily for the Predators. So, you know, is that raising his stock? I don't think so, because he's been buried on the bottom six, but yet he's making the most of his 10, 11 minutes he's getting a night. So, I mean, that works in Turris's favor. If Forsberg can't play Thursday, can't play Saturday, I mean, if it extends that long, even if he just can't play one or two games, if they don't put Turris up there, I'd be concerned about how long Turris is going to be a member of the Predators organization because, I mean, who else are you really going to move up there and give that position to, especially with the way Turris has been performing lately?
Yeah, and Chris, the other part of this is, well, first of all, I want to get this out of the way. I think Ryan Ellis looks phenomenal. He looks like Ryan Ellis again, really for the first time in 2 years. You know, he's jumping into the play at the right times. It just looks like his wheels are back. What are you seeing?
You know, it's a small sample size. We're only six games in, but I fully agree. I think when you look at what his body of work was last season compared to what we've seen so far early in this season, almost 10% of the way through, this is a completely different Ryan Ellis than we saw last season. It's more, he's more tuned into the play. And like you said, he's jumping into it. He's making his chances count. And I think based on what we've seen from interviews and talking to him, he's really taking into the leadership role as well. And I think with the way the Predators function as a group, as a whole, they need Ryan Ellis to be checked in, I guess. And seeing how he's been so far this year, that it's only going to get better from there. I know the defense has had a couple of mishaps in the first couple of games, and they looked really, really good last night. But having a presence of Ryan Ellis up there playing at the top of his game is only going to be better for him as the season progresses.
I'm glad you're saying that. And don't go too long on this question because I have one more after this. But when David Poile's looking at this defense, does he think that he can bolster it internally or externally, or is he just going to wait and let Fabbro, you know, maybe, you know, learn from some of his, you know, mistakes out there?
I think it's got to be a wait and see kind of thing. You know, David Poile never is too rash in making judgment moves. He usually lets things play out, and I don't see that being any change here.
Other thing about, to me, the other added bonus says for Duchesne, you saw him draw a penalty last night that led to the Bonino goal. But the other thing, too, is I think he's energized Grantland. And, you know, we're starting to see what Grantland can do. He was absolutely invisible last spring, which frustrated many of us. But, you know, I think that's one of the other added benefits of Matt Duchesne.
Absolutely. And I think when you looked at Grantland last season and after he was traded to Nashville, it just looked like he didn't fit in. It looked like there was something missing. And putting him on a line with Duchesne and Forsberg has flipped the switch, if you will. So as long as Duchesne stays with Granlund or vice versa, I think that's just going to bode well for Nashville's offense, which right now sits at the top of the NHL. So, you know, having every particular piece of the offense firing on all cylinders, especially Granlund for that matter, right now can, I mean, only spell positive for Nashville.
Did you see who got healthy scratched in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Fifi.
Fiala Knight.
Fifi.
I'm telling you, that Bruce Boudreau said, well, I don't know what the answers are. Kevin Fiala is the answer. They scratched him. See what happened?
Chris, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good morning.
Okay, thanks, you do the Chris. Same. From Christopher Martel from Fox, Tennessee in the neutral zone right here on the zone.
No Fifi for Minnesota. Bruce Boudreau now knows what Lavi was feeling.
And props to Chris. He tweeted a bunch of photos out from his trip to Disney. They look like they had like the best time of all time down there.
But you gotta go down there. If you have four kids, you're playing zone number one. And number two, you gotta go down there with the right attitude.
13 hours in the car, man. You gotta give him props.
Playing zone, it's an odd man break at that rate.
It is.
Yeah. Shorthanded.
The jailbreak.
9:44. We come back. More on the quarterback switch and the big trade that Jacksonville made involving a local player. More Wake Up Zone. Powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors coming up.